I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Remember last week when we were talking about that Freedom Mom boob commercial?
Yes.
It was supposed to air during...
The one with bare boobs that was supposed to air.
Yeah, every frame of that seemed to have a nipple in it. It did air twice. We actually have a woman by the name of Corey, who is clearly a diehard Sarah and Vinny fan. She says, just for you, I recorded both the 5 p.m. and the 8 p.m. showing of the Golden Globes. At the 5 p.m., it aired about an hour and 15 minutes in, and the 8 p.m., 1 hour, 20 minutes in. The commercials were the same. I assumed that the 8 p.m. might show nipple, but it didn't.
Oh, they didn't show. Okay, they showed edited versions, but they got lots of advertising.
They sure did.
From and showing the real version.
Right. So what it sounds like is that the they zoomed in. That they just cut the boobs out. Because she said they didn't blur anything. They just didn't show
they
the
cut
nipple.
Very well. That's all. Yeah.
Right.
They actually cut the nipple parts out where they would show that.
So they would just be able to, if they zoomed in, they could show someone massaging the side of their boob without the actual nipple being in the shot, or mm-hmm. they just reshot it. They got a ton of run on it. And the thing is, the message is great because, and actually Corey mentions it here, she says, motherhood has so many more layers than anyone can ever prep you for. New moms and pregnant moms to be, you got this, but reach out for help. Many experienced moms are filled with knowledge. And she says she lost a lot of confidence as a new mom. I put so much time into pumping and trying to latch. It's supposed to be easy, the sleeping, the feeding, all this stuff is natural, right? Natural. And it's actually can be a lot of work for some people. They expect it to go flawlessly because it did for their mom or their girlfriend or whatever. She basically says, though, that there was absolutely no nipple in there. And she said, if there was any, then maybe that got blurred out. But she was thanking Freedom Mom. I just thought it was nice. And how nice that I'd forgotten all about that. How could I forget about the boob?
I think it's safe to say, and I'm not a lady, so I haven't grown up with this, but the amount of pressure women put on themselves and put on each other is practically criminal.
I agree. I mean, girls are the worst.
It's really difficult to get through that part of your life as it's hard enough without someone saying, you have to do this mm-hmm. and you have to do that.
Or you're doing it wrong. And
right.
it's not, it was easy for me. It's like a competition.
It's really, really a trip. I wouldn't know anything about it had I not gone through it.
Right.
And it's really easy to be almost cold and callous about it until you do go through it. Then you go, whoa, it's a whole thing. That's crazy.
I know.
I'm in the basement in the hospital in a support group meeting. The room's filled with 50 people.
With people having trouble getting their baby to latch on and get enough to eat.
And this is daily in every city around the world, I'm guessing.
Well, because they sell it to you as that's the natural way. And for some people, it's really easy. And for other people, I need a wet nurse.
Crazy.
Anyway, thank you, Corey, for writing in with the report, because I had completely forgotten that we were going to check that out.
Yeah. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. This number is set up as a way that you can contribute your thoughts or your feelings or whatever to our show. And then we try to, you know, share that on the air and hopefully everyone gets something from it. Here's 707 saying, today I'm going to pick up my mom's Toyota RAV4 car she and I had many adventures in, and she wants to make sure that I have it in my possession. She has stage 4 lung cancer and is progressing rapidly now, and she's 84, and her name is Pepper, and she's my hero.
Oh, Pepper. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. And to have
84,
to be
84,
making...
though, that's a good run.
It is a good run, and you know, you hope that you'll be grateful for your life when you're at the end of it, and that you can look back on it fondly and really still have those memories, which is also part of it. But how incredibly heartbreaking that must be for the daughter who has to go get the car and to be there with her mom is, oh God, that's rough. Ooh.
It's rough. There's no question. There's no doubt.
Yeah, that is, I'm very, very sorry.
Not sure if anybody told you yet. Someone did, but here's the, we did see boobies on the Frida commercial during the Golden Globes last night. That's good progress we can all be proud of. Power to the boobs.
So they did show the boobs?
I don't think they showed the nipples. That's the offensive part, as you well know.
The offensive part is the nipple. As you know, right. I mean, nipples are super offensive. Yes.
The aggressive part of the female anatomy must
popping out at you.
Be subdued.
I'll poke you in the eyeballs if you just move your eyeballs further apart. One at a time. Left eye, right eye, and again. Batter you about the head and shoulders.
Right. Vinny, I'm a dog trainer for a national company. Our puppy training book is number one in the world. Please check it out. So much bad information out there. Zoom Room 7. Oh, wait, Zoom Room. 7 Steps to Puppy Training. Super cheap on Amazon. I get nothing for you getting this book. You decided on a tough breed. Please educate. Oh, great. Well, you know.
And that's good news. Seems like she's pretty good, though, other than the peeing and pooing.
So far. Well, we'll see.
I mean, she's sleeping through the night. That is huge. Those whimpering puppy all night, they're so much less lovable when they're whimpering and you're trying to sleep.
It is true. It's very true.
Or eating your couch out from under you.
Well, that's a totally other story that not everyone's heard, but yeah. That happened to me.
Vinny would pass out sometimes in the olden days, and then his dog would eat his couch right out from under him. Wake up on the floor, no couch. Where the F is the couch? Why are you so huge? Why
it's
is there spring
like
coming
that.
Out of your mouth?
Let's see here. Good morning, Alice family. Tried Discovery of Witches on Prime for All Souls trilogy books. Fantastic. You know that?
I've read the books. I have not watched the show, but that's not the first recommendation I've heard. And since I've finished the TV, I guess I am desperate enough to play on that. I wonder if John will like it.
Vin, 415, says, Vin, have Wifey watch Behind Her Eyes on Netflix. Before I do that, I have to be, you know, Wifey, as you call her, has brought me so many blessings. Too much, you might say. I hope there aren't any suggestions I'm going to regret on Behind Her Eyes. Are there any things that I may find myself...
Does the husband get murdered, I think, is what Vinny's asking.
I actually watched the trailer on this, but here it is. A single mother enters a world of twisted mind games when she begins an affair with her psychiatrist boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell her.
Well, but
what could possibly go wrong with that?
But... While she did so while secretly befriending the mistress, the mysterious wife. So it's like a throuple.
Oh.
No. Oh. Are there any new kids or more puppies brought into the mix?
And is the only food that served salmon?
No, but it's British.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that sounds good. Behind Her Eyes, I'm going to write that down. British, I don't know. I might have to watch that.
Yeah, and you know Sarah's in.
Yeah, shoot, British. Hold on, let me get a post-it note.
Sorry, oh, it's 6 episodes.
So Behind Her Eyes and Discovery of Witches. Behind Her Eyes.
707 says, my Roomba got out the front door. I followed the leaf-free trail and found her stalled on the lawn.
Wow. Did they not have stairs or did it tumble down and land upright?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, that story's legit. The one about they got some kind of update and it made them all go crazy.
I want it.
A good one, you mean?
Yeah, one that isn't crazy. Right. I don't want a crazy Roomba. Oh, I don't want a party Roomba. I just want a room Roomba.
I love my Roomba, says 707. You'd be amazed on how much it picks up. Easy to clean as well. Roomba's great until you have to clean it. Then you'll be over it.
Oh. Yeah. Boy, which one's real?
I don't know. everybody's got a different opinion on it, everything. Get the shark version of the robotic vacuum.
I do like my little shark. Or I used to. I don't know if I have that thing anymore. It's like a handheld, one of the little handheld ones.
Vinny, look up some YouTube videos of Roomba versus dog poop. You may want to wait until after your puppy is trained.
Yeah, that's that could be a hit in the fan situation.
Yeah, that's not good.
Roomba versus dog poop. Watch that. You should watch that.
No, I don't want to watch that.
Put that up on Instagram.
I got to fix a printer today, or I'm gonna go crazy. So that's my first task when we're done here today, is fix printer. It sounds like you've managed your problem over on your end. Is Chrome fixing everything?
I will say that, let me click through and see. Yep. Oh my God. It's like a dream. It's like the olden days. It's amazing. I actually ran into John. I'm like, you don't have to fix my computer. I fixed it. And by me, I mean the world fixed it. Chrome fixed it. It really was a problem. I mean, I don't know what Firefox's problem was, but as soon as I got rid of that, poof, woof, everything's great.
925 says, yes, bring back the secret show. 510 says, secret show's coming back. Yes, please. Would love to have it come back. I miss it. Also, today is my birthday. Happy Monday, Alice.
Oh, happy Monday and happy birthday. Happy Monday birthday. We don't know. We're talking about it. It's maybe. Clearly, Bryn needs an outlet. That guy.
Bryn.
Putting underpants on his face. I don't know what he's doing.
That was from the story.
Is that it? Or it seemed like you really experience
Sarah,
with it.
Have you heard the people protesting? It's hard to breathe with a mask on. He was showing you it's difficult.
Right.
I believe it sounded more like this.
Right, yeah. I was just saying, you know, there's going to be either two ways she's breathing. There's that one way where she's inhaling deep breaths, and the other way where she doesn't want to do that.
Right.
I didn't imitate that, though.
Right. Because we knew, she knew, she was...
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Was
I'm
confident.
Sorry I brought it up. I actually, this is my,
she
this is on me.
Was
this
confident.
One's my fault.
Sure
fault.
Is.
Yeah.
For once.
My dad just got his second vaccination on Thursday. He's 75, and I feel like I can worry less. Love you guys.
It is. That's my whole thing. I want to worry less.
My best friend is a nurse in the jail. I would appreciate it if she doesn't die, Sarah. COVID.
Well, I would like her to go ahead and get the vaccination. I think that's fine. You know who I don't want vaccinated? R. Kelly. I don't care about him.
Yeah. Well, she's saying it spreads through jails like wildfire.
I have heard that.
Someone writes about Chrome's incognito mode, a.k.a. porn mode.
Oh, porn mode.
The funniest part of that, that's not fun. None of it's funny. It's just, you know, people doing what they do. But if you did actually see what I'm looking at, you'd go, what, did you stop in the 70s? You just watch 70s? You don't ever look at anything modern? I don't. I actually think modern stuff is scary and kind of gross. Not all of it, but
well,
a lot of
it
is like
stunt porn. And that's,
yeah,
you know,
there's just a lot of... I clicked on things where I'm like, why is he choking her? What's the point of that?
Yeah, and why is that supposed to make me hot? Because it seems like it might be hurting her. I don't.
Yeah, yuck.
Yeah.
It was a chore for me to install Chrome on my MacBook Pro, but necessary and worth it. A chore?
Yeah, it's on here. I didn't have to install it. Although maybe someone did.
Yeah,
I'm
sure that your husband did that for you.
Don't ask me.
It's not that hard, though. I don't understand why that would be considered difficult.
Yeah, but I will say, I mean, it's like night and day. It's like back to the old way.
I am 810 says, I am guilty of watching 90 Day Fiancé. Village's story sounds exactly like a plot line on that show. I immediately thought about the, Oh, no.
Oh, don't. I don't want him going to the Philippines to get murdered by some lady that he's in love with and her husband.
I lost the thread. Well,
it ends badly. That's how.
I really like Village. I hope that I want him to have love and partnership. I think that it's I put value, like a lot of value on that. I think it's important. But I also don't want him to go get clunked on the head for his Social Security money.
Yep, he's still alive. Keep sending those checks. You just lost both his hands. He can't write to you. So I'm
you can live like a king in the Philippines with Social Security money. Maids, butlers, cooks, drivers,
what?
Mansions, all less than $500 a month.
What?
Maybe he's onto something.
Yeah. That's freaking crazy talk.
Yeah, it's the same in Vietnam.
Is it, though?
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Seems like
people...
that's more, it would be, it just seems like that's what they sell you to get you to go there and get your money and so they can clunk you over the head and stuff. It just, it doesn't seem like there's anywhere on earth you can live for $500 a month and have butlers, maids, drivers, and a mansion.
Yeah, clearly you haven't been.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
That it just seems like a big lie. And I'm not going to go because they're going to clunk me over the head and take all my money, obviously.
The security is an issue. You definitely want security over there.
Well, how much is that going to cost me? An extra $40 a month?
I don't know. I never had it, but it can be dangerous. But yeah, it's a really easy to live out there on no money.
So you like you've been and like the Philippines?
I haven't been to the Philippines, but I'm saying that's how it sounds. It sounds like Vietnam. My experience in Vietnam.
You're saying you could live like a king. You could sell your house here in Paradise Central, and then you could move to Vietnam and live like a king.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I go back there, I'm living like a king.
Is there any chance that the security you hire is now in your house and they're the bad guys? And
absolutely.
Yeah, see, that's how do you
see, Bryn doesn't worry about that because he's
a secret ninja, right?
That's right, yeah.
He doesn't think about that. He's
Vietnamese, so that helps a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that would help, right.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I don't, you know, that's great. But the part about you never having to worry about your own safety is the beauty.
Weapons.
I mean, you're just like, what are you going to do with that? Because I, you know.
I'm going to kick that out of here. I'm going to whip my foot out.
Oh, you have a sword? I think I know how to disarm you and then kill you without ever breaking a sweat.
With your own sword.
That has nothing to do with it. I'm just saying it's cheap to live elsewhere sometimes. It's great. You should try it. Third world country living.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
408 says, Sarah, been going in that ocean in Santa Cruz for over 40 years. I want to give you one guess on how many times I've died because of shark attack.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're lucky. It would definitely happen to me the first time. And if it didn't happen the first time, it would definitely happen the second time.
510 has a very important question. Did Sarah get her Fiesta wear and how is it?
It's delayed. The shipping got delayed because of the shipping delays.
I told you guys that on purpose because I knew that would be the thing that everyone's like, why aren't my... I live for package day, which is every day, and I'm not getting packages anymore. That weather mother bleeped everybody.
It gooped up the works. And I actually got a letter from Bed Bath & Beyond saying, we apologize so much. You're not getting that stuff. And here's why.
Hmm.
530 says, I told myself I would never date a shorter guy. I'm 5'10". My boyfriend and I have been together for 6.5 years, and he's 3 inches shorter than me. Never been happier.
Yeah. Look, good people come in all shapes and sizes, and if you just really limit yourself to one shape and size, then you're not going to experience the full range of what's on offer.
Right, but to my point, you don't want to be with someone that you're going to constantly be saying, oh.
If only you were 3 inches taller.
You'd be perfect, or whatever that thing is. That's no way to try and make someone live. That stinks.
I settled for you. Live up to it.
It ain't right.
I agree.
408 says, completely agree with Vinny about Wonder Woman.
No good.
707 says, I sobbed at Linda Carter's cameo. Oh, Crunch. That's spoiler alert.
Crunch. I'm never going to watch that movie. And if I do, I would expect to see Linda Carter.
Seriously, Chappie's the worst movie ever. Terrible acting and annoying as bleep.
Oh, you're crazy.
All you want is Chappie to shut the hell up.
I love that movie so much. I just think it's great.
Crappy gets 32% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Don't listen to Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought that's all your boys listen to.
Well, I don't watch it with them. And actually, I have watched it with them, and they both love it, too. And now that I know it's 32%, I'll point that out next time I want to watch something that has a 12% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Hey, you know what Chappie's rated? And you know how good that movie is. There's a band called De Antwerp, and they're actually – the people in that band are featured in this movie. Like, they're the main characters, and they're acting. They're not in the band in the thing. and they live in this like ramshackle place, and they get Chappie, and they're like, we got to get Chappie. Chappie's going to do stuff for us.
Oh, that sounds like District 9.
It's like District 9. Oh. I told you, but it's the same dude who did that. But Chappie's absolutely great. I love it.
Huh.
And also, Hugh, who's the guy who played Wolverine?
Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is in it too. He's like a crazy cop gone bananas. He's in it too.
Really?
Yeah.
I just remember we talked to that guy. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, right? It was good. I remember you guys did a like an arm muscle comparison. You won. It was crazy.
Well,
that guy was blow. He was pretty surprised.
I mean, come on.
I've seen your arms. They're very muscular.
Thank you so
Duh.
Much.
Obviously, Hugh Jackman was like, "Whoa." Tell me more about your workout, mate.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yep.
Anyway, on that note, we'll get out of here.
Yep,
back in a few.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God, stop. You guys, please stop doing that.
Well, she gave me motion sickness. What can I?
She does it every day when she's flipping her camera around. Oh, my God. Stop. The one time he decides to look up at the Zoom meeting and it's upside down and that's it for him. It's the Alice Morning Show, and thanks for listening today. We're gonna take off now. Have a great Monday. It's an absolutely beautiful day.
Yeah.
And you've got to get out there and enjoy it. I know it's March 1st and we're still technically in winter, but boy, these days are feeling just balmy. Just really nice. So go get your vitamin D in person and not out of a bottle. Enjoy.
I will as soon as I call Hewlett Packard helpline and get my thing fixed.
Oh God,
I am out
so
into
fun.
The sunshine.
Woo!
Have a good one.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.